Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. I'm so glad you joined me today and hopefully for the remainder of this week as we go into a message that I trust will deeply thrill your heart. I've been thinking about one scripture which I'll be sharing with you. And before we do that, though, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the wonder, the beauty, the mysteries, Lord, that are ours in Christ Jesus. Father, you had a marvelous plan before the world began. Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. The things that you had in place were in place before you even, Jesus, spoke the world into existence. And Father, we thank you that you deal so lovingly, so mercifully, so gently with your people. And Lord, you give us understanding and truth as we're able to bear it. Lord, you said to your disciples, Jesus said, I have many things to share with you, but you're not able to hear them or bear them now. And so, Father, we thank you that you're going to give us eyes to see and ears to hear the deeper things of the truths and mysteries of God, things that have been hid for generations, Father. We, living in these end days, are being able, privileged to understand and lay hold of. And so, Father, I ask for your anointing upon the Word of God. Open every heart, Lord, every listener who's going to, by chance or by purpose, to listen to this broadcast, Father, that you will impact their lives in powerful ways for your glory. Lord, thank you for your enabling the anointing to be able to minister the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, that our ears will be open to receive, our hearts open to receive, our spirits able to lay hold of the truths that you have given to us in the Word of God. I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and counsel to be in operation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, the title of what I want to share with you beginning today, I've named it Hope of Glory, the Hope of Glory. Now, for those of you who have been walking with the Lord for a while, does that ring a bell? Is that a part of a phrase, a scripture that comes to mind? Well, I hope that it is, because it is a scripture found in Colossians, the first chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 25. And Paul is saying that he was made a minister of the gospel according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. But now, he was speaking of his time, and how much is that true even in the time in which we're living, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is this mystery Paul's talking about? He goes on to say, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, God's power, which worketh in me mightily. He was acknowledging it's God's power working in him. And beloved, if we could understand Christ in you, the hope of glory, we understand when we're born again, isn't that true? That our spirit man becomes alive. We are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And the Holy Spirit begins a work in us at that time where we are born again. And then there's an ongoing work of sanctification, of learning, of understanding. We're little babes. as you know, just like a little natural baby is born, has so many things to learn, so are we. And we never achieve the perfection of understanding and wisdom until there's a perfected measure that we will experience. We will be known even as we are known when we are with the Lord. And so this is so exciting when we consider and we think about what God has done for us, that we are the children of God. I don't know about you. I've walked with the Lord for decades. My natural mind understands that to some measure, but no, I don't understand it in its fullness. And if you do, please write me and give me your insight and knowledge of the incredible marvel and wonder of this mystery, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We will sit upon the throne with him. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. These are familiar words, familiar phrases, but I don't know about you. It's like I still can't grasp the fullness and the tremendous reality of it. We are heirs of God and joint heirs. And you know, I was thinking, they've done a lot of research, and I'm speaking now in terms of the scientific and medical fields about DNA. They can determine parentage by DNA. And I got to thinking, why, we're born again. We become children of God. God's DNA is in us, in our spirit. I never thought of that. It was like the Holy Spirit just quickened that as I was setting up the microphone and all the things that are needed to make these broadcasts, that we have God's DNA imparted into us. Why? Because the Lord said, well, there may be, you know, there's other life forms, they debate that, you know, other life forms in the universe. Well, I'll just, you know, we'll wait and see. But we know from Scripture there are other life forms. There are angels, various kinds of orders of angels. And come on, there's four beasts before the throne. They have one the face of a calf, the other the face of a man, the other the face of an ox, the other the face of an eagle, full of eyes before and behind, full of eyes within. I mean, those are some mighty strange looking creatures. So there, you know, but the point is, in spite of whatever God has done in ages past, he created man in his own image. It was very deliberate. It was very purposive. And that salvation as and redemption has come to mankind because Jesus came in the flesh. That's how we know any spirit, if it is of God, they acknowledge Jesus Christ coming in the flesh. I know there are those that actually talked about baptizing aliens. We won't go there. I want to stay on target that we are the children of God, about this wonderful privilege that we have in this day, in this hour, to live in this wonderful time of restoration, not only of the truths of God and the principles of how he operates in his kingdom, because he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there are those who say, nah, we don't need the Old Testament. No, I'm sorry. The God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. Whereas it was law under the Old Testament, Jesus didn't do away with the law. He came to fulfill it. He perfectly fulfilled it. And because he was a sinless human being, being very God, yet under the New Testament, under the grace that has come to mankind, we can partake of the divine nature. That's why exceeding great and precious promises are given to us, that we may be partakers of the divine nature. I don't know about you, but that just staggers the mind. Hallelujah. So we're living in a glorious time of restoration. And so, brother and sister, this is a day of each one of us, of God's children, of moving forward with God and moving into a fruitful life of God, with wisdom and revelation of this God that we are serving. If there was ever an hour in which God's people needed to cry out, to weep between the porch and the altar, it is at this time in which we are living. In these last days, God is calling a willing remnant to that place of complete and perfect surrender and submission in which he can manifest his power and his will, which shall be revealed through the surrendered and consecrated people of God. how exciting the hour in which we are living. And we're walking on a pathway today that shall lead us into a place with God that few in previous generations have dared dream possible. Beloved, it is the man or the woman who steadfastly sets their face toward the prize of the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, who will win that prize and reach that goal. Jesus himself, remember, on that glorious Mount of Transfiguration, he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem, and he walked that humiliating and lonely road of suffering at the cross. And he knew, beloved, that the cross was not the final goal. The grave was not his last resting place, for he saw beyond them the manifestation of his glory and his ultimate victory. Beloved, it was for the joy set before him that he was able to endure the humiliation of the cross. And so, beloved, wherever you are at today, whatever trials you might be going through, whether you're suffering emotionally or physically, psychologically, whatever it might be, keep your eyes, look at to the final goal, just as Jesus did. You have an appointment with God. He is going to transform you, transform your physical body into his glorious body, just like his glorious body. Beloved, we have so much to look forward to. And so I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. And I invite you to join me. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for several years, and you can listen at your convenience. But no, radio family, my UCM partners that are listening, I love you, and I pray for you every day, asking for the richness of God's blessings to overtake you, and that he will cause you to be overcoming and victorious in every battle that you face. However, there's power in agreeing prayer, so I never fail to offer an invitation for you to write and share those burdens. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.